We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The House of Crabs in Singapore got in trouble for allowing customers to catch live crabs using a claw machine, which is the second most fun way to catch crabs in Singapore.
What day is it today?
Today is Friday.
Get your pinkies up.
Why would I do that?
Why would I do that?
It just so happens to be a very special day on the calendar.
I'm well aware that today is Friday.
It's not just that.
We're celebrating National Cappuccino Day. It's cool, it's early, and time for that perfect pick-me-up. Who doesn't love a good pick-me-up, especially this time of the morning? National Cappuccino Day.
Can you top me off?
Let's get this show on the road.
Oh, so are we ready?
Yeah.
Short and sweet today. Good morning. Welcome to a cold, cold Friday.
You know how cold it's going to be in St. Louis today?
How cold?
Colder than Anchorage, Alaska. It's going to be warmer there today.
What is happening?
I know. Isn't that silly?
You know what I always wonder when I pull out stuff from last year? When it's cold and you haven't worn that stuff in, you know, 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Is this still in style?
Oh, I don't care about that.
Fashion's my life, Lance. But they're Uggs, but they're the cheaper Uggs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have as much Ugg inside.
Is their official? So they're not Uggs. Is their official name more like?
No, they're Uggs.
Oh, okay.
They're actually Uggs.
Oh, okay.
But they're
corrected.
They're a cheaper Ugg than the Uggs. They don't have as much of the warmth inside.
So just one G.
Right. No, there's two G's. They're Uggs. They're like kookaburras.
Ah, okay.
You know, it's so funny. I'll buy my nieces Uggs and spend the full amount, buy them their Lululemon leggings. But when it comes to me, I just cannot do it to myself to spend that much money on the real real thing for myself.
That means you're a good aunt.
Oh, I know. I don't have children of my own. So I give them. And plus, I want them to take care of me when I get older, which may be any day.
Especially if it's going to stay this cold for long.
Man, and our office is the Arctic.
Yeah, it's
so
cold
in our office.
It's ridiculous.
Take a little stroll in there, Lance, when you have a break.
After this break, I'm going to go get my breakfast, you know, get some Cheetos and a soda.
You have to walk all the way in.
Okay. I'll go in there. And
I need
I still can't feel my hands.
I know.
I've been in there typing, and I'm like, I should have worn gloves, but I'm such a bad typist anyway.
And you know how you don't know, like, there's always someone at the office that you send the alert to about things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not exactly sure who the person is.
I agree.
So I sent it to the person I think.
Right.
And then I put, if you're not the person, thanks for listening. Because I hate that. Like, you know, I don't know who the person to call about something like that.
Right.
But there's always that person in the office. And I feel bad. If you're that person in the office, thank you. Thank you from all of us that work and you take care of all the stuff. Thank you.
There was about a two-week stretch, because I'm in a smaller, different studio from Kevin and Courtney. There was about a two-week stretch, I'd say 2 or 3 months ago, when it was about 85 degrees in here.
Oh, my God.
Every day. So I got to bringing a small portable fan with me and plugging it in when I came to work.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good on the radio.
Right.
You couldn't really hear it. I mean, I kept it on low, but at least it got the air moving.
Yeah, but you can't even leave your door open.
Nope.
Because...
Too noisy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it is cold. If you're just getting up, you know this. I mean, we talked about it, that it was going to be cold, but we did not talk about what we have on the show today, so let's do that. A big surprise today. We have not been promoting it. We mentioned that we may have something to give away today, a nice concert ticket.
Oh, I thought it was Greg Warren being on the show this morning.
We forgot to mention that, too. I'm sorry, Greg. Greg will be with us. Greg Warren, he's going to be performing Saturday night at Stiefel with our friend Kathleen Madigan.
Nice.
I know. I'm going to the show. I'm very excited.
Oh, very cool. Good for you.
And I'm not sure about tickets remaining or not, because I think she always sells out fast. But he'll be opening for her locally, which is very cool. So we'll talk to him about the show and put it, you know, he's going to be here for all the stuff we normally do, like Looking for Love in the Lou with Lance at 8:25, Foodstuffs at like 8:05, yeah. But added today, tonight, Chainsmokers. And we have tickets. Not only do we have tickets, but we also have meet and greet passes, what? And you get to go to their sound check this afternoon.
Oh, sweet. Shut the front door.
Yes, Enterprise Center tonight. You have to, here's the deal. We're going to be looking for caller 18, and I know that you just hear us give the numbers and you start dialing furiously. But if you can't make it to this afternoon thing, don't call
right.
in. Because you're taking it away from somebody that
is
loves
a big fan.
The Chainsmokers.
Yeah. You know, I have never been to a sound check.
Oh, really? I've been to one. No, I've been to two.
The only ones I've ever been to was when I was in a band, so that doesn't really count.
No, that really doesn't count.
No, I've never been
check,
to a sound
check.
Check,
one, two, check, check.
Check, check, one.
Yeah, no, I saw Sting's sound check.
Oh, sweet.
And he invited people on stage to sing Police songs.
Oh, that's cool.
And my sister, I brought her with me. No, she was too, she was freaking out, afraid. And that's she's the most... She will dance on a stage, but there was something about it. And she's got a nice voice, unlike me. And I think she still kicks herself for that, because that would have been a moment.
Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Although phone cameras weren't big, so I don't even know if I would have gotten a picture of that.
Yeah, but, you know, then you could always just kind of blur the lines a little bit and tell people, oh, there's that time I opened for Sting.
But she did get to go to his dressing room with me, so that was a moment. Nice. And Matchbox 20.
Oh, good.
And
yeah.
Third Eye Blind, possibly,
those
went to their sound check. They were together.
That's
I didn't
awesome.
Separate them. What about you, Kevin?
I saw a band called the Aquabats. And they're like, it was very funny, going to Ludo over the weekend, that's kind of what they reminded me of. It was back in my second round of college days.
Were they,
That's a good phrase.
Was Mustard Plug opening for them?
No, it was Mayonnaise Drip.
All right, well, I go Sting and Matchbox 20. Kevin comes back with...
Aquabats.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Sometimes just don't say anything. You can't beat what I just had.
No, there's no way. How are you going to beat Sting?
You lose. Okay, so Chainsmokers. You get to go to the sound check this afternoon, the meet and greet before the concert. The concert's tonight. Two chances to win. We will do them in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours today. All right? So caller 18, you win a big ticket. You know what? No. 7 and 9 o'clock hours today. I'm sorry.
7 and 9 o'clock hours.
I lied to you. Schmick Schmackdown happening today. Kevin has written the questions. We've got a gift card to H&M for your holiday fashion. And all you have to do is beat somebody on the show. Me, Jen, or Lance Hildebrand. Tim continues his Mexican vacation, and he'll be back Monday. All right, let's talk about that weather that we discussed earlier on our sign-on. Mostly sunny today with a high of 38, so pretty much like yesterday, but I don't see the wind, which is nice. That wind was nasty yesterday.
It was not fun.
Then clear tonight with a low of 29, and then sunny and way warmer tomorrow. 20 degrees warmer with a high of 58. Sunday looks like a duplicate of that. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 58.
I'm going to lay out and work on my tan.
And right now it's in the 20s, I believe. I don't have the current temp.
But not today.
14 in our office.
At 1220 Olive on the second floor. What floor are we on? Third floor. 18. All right, Lance Hildebrand now with the first look at your traffic.
All right. Excuse me. We do have a stall on eastbound 6440 near McCausland over on the shoulder. But hey, if that thing's conked out for good, you know, good.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Jen Myers joining us a little earlier than normal, still a little under the weather.
Yeah.
Get to the doctor, lady.
I know. I'm sending him a message right now.
Holding on to this cold for going on 2 weeks.
I know.
I just worry about you. Okay, so you're here for our favorite part of the show. It's not really, but we do enjoy it. It's time for...
Questionable content.
These are topics that might be too racy for the general public. But we know that you 555ers can handle it. I just screenshot this. I don't have any more information than this, but Kim Kardashian removed fake nipples from Met Gala dress after Kanye West voiced displeasure.
Questionable content.
Trying to picture it, and then I'm like, why?
I kind of want to see what the dress looked like. And what is that?
Has all these new rules, though. Did you know that?
But who needs... What is fake... What is the point of fake nipples?
Well, you know the Met Gala is really over the top. It's like their costume ball. And so sometimes some of the dresses are very avant-garde. So there might have been something where she had a dress that had, you know, sequiny, fake, the front.
I might need some help from Kevin on this one, but it didn't work for George Clooney in the Batman movie. Wasn't that the incarnation of Batman?
That's correct. You're right.
With the nipples on the Batman suit?
I'll just tell you this, fake nipple wearers. As a shoulder pad wearer back in the day.
Questionable content.
Those, what if the nipples go awry, you know, they just move. They don't stay. All of a sudden you got a nipple on your shoulder. That's a new kind of shoulder pad.
Yeah, right. She said initially she was coming out of the water and she was going to be wet. So there were nipples attached to the dress.
I'm not sure that...
Oh, I know what dress she's talking about.
I have a picture
the
of it.
The one where she had all the crystals. It's almost like nude colored, and she had crystals dripping off of the dress, so it looked like she was wet, and her hair looked like it was wet.
Yeah, all right. Well, no fake nipples.
Were they crystals?
Ooh, that would hurt.
Crystal nipples?
Right.
That's itchy.
Listen, I'm not done.
Content.
And I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
I have another strike. Fridays, you get a bonus.
Questionable content.
Jen, this sounds like something that would be possibly in Grey's Anatomy when you watched it.
Double uterus?
No, it's not that. But there's
it's a thing.
And we always hear about these stories when they publish reports on them after the fact.
Yeah.
Okay, and this came out of the American Journal of Medicine, AJM.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 46-year-old woman, they documented this in the American Journal of Medicine, a 46-year-old woman from Baltimore who was rushed to the ER earlier this year because of an unexpected side effect of relations with her husband.
What's that?
Okay, so apparently he had started taking antibiotics because of an infection, and she has a penicillin allergy.
Uh-oh.
So when they did it,
she went into anaphylactic shock.
Some of the penicillin was transmitted, and she went into anaphylactic shock.
Does your throat still close up, or does something else?
Now,
super
Jen,
questionable content.
We don't take it that far, Jen.
What, your nose? No. I was talking about your nostrils.
Well, luckily the doctors were able to figure out what happened. How would they know? I mean,
whoa,
right? She was treated, released within 24 hours. And that is your
questionable content. I like how we've been doing this segment, as Courtney has said, before Jen comes in. And then when Jen's here for it, it gets the most questionable it's ever been.
She's just not used to it.
Right.
She gets a little racy.
What? Oh, my.
Lance House traffic.
Hello, podcast people.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, it's 6. We got to clean it up. All right. On the roads this morning, I think it's going to be an interesting rush hour day, because if you've planned accordingly and you have Monday off for veterans.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kevin, Jen, Lance, Tim off today. He'll be back on Monday. But if today is the day you pick to listen to the Courtney and Company Morning Show, you picked a good one. We have tons of stuff to give away. We have our usual that we've been doing all week, Frozen 2 tickets that I don't even think we mentioned at the open, but that's a hot item. You get to go to the sneak screen of Frozen 2 before it opens to the public at the Marcus Chesterfield Cine, and it's the 18th of November. So we'll have those four packs to give away, and we are doing that in the 8 o'clock hour today.
Okay.
But then just added today, Chainsmokers tickets, sound check access, and meet and greet access.
That happens today.
Today. So you have to be available in the afternoon for the sound check and then be available to go to the show tonight. And then you'll do a meet and greet probably before the Chainsmokers show tonight at the Enterprise Center. And we'll give you a chance to win those in the 7 and 9 o'clock hours. And then also every Friday we do Schmick Schmackdown and we'll give you a little spiff of an H&M gift card. And that's at about 7:37 this morning.
Okay, do you ever have the problem where you send a text to someone, most specifically your significant other, and it doesn't show up to them?
Yes.
Nick and I have argued before where I'll screenshot a text I sent, and then he'll show me the text that he received, and like, I didn't get this text.
Yeah, and sometimes you send a few different texts, and they get one but not the other.
Yes.
So I've done the same thing. Screenshot with a timestamp. Yes. Like, I sent this to you at this time, and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, it's a thing, and apparently it was a really big thing earlier this year. There was some bug that affected text messages with a few different carriers. Sprint is confirming it. T-Mobile is confirming it. Verizon and AT&T haven't said anything yet. They haven't commented.
Yeah, I saw people talking about this on Facebook yesterday, but I didn't know if it was a certain phone, and now it's carriers. Okay.
So it's a bug that and it might be a certain phone, not sure. A bug affected text messaging all over the country so that messages sent back in February finally went out 2 days ago.
That is creepy.
Wow.
Well, very creepy because and it's especially creepy because there are a few different dates involved, but one of the big dates was Valentine's Day.
Oh, man.
So you have people
so
posting.
You have an ex texting you and you think that they're in love with you again.
Right.
Uh-huh. There are posts on social media, people who got texts from their exes, people who their bosses or their clients got texts from them in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
When all of these texts finally went out. And some people even got texts from beyond the grave.
That's what I was thinking too.
People who've died.
So none of us got any though yesterday, and none went out. I want to hear from somebody that had a crazy text story.
Yeah, it happened on Wednesday. So if you got one, and if you got one, I'm so curious.
I am too.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that game, like the message on your tombstone is the last text you got.
Yes,
you know, it's just kind of out of the blue, and it doesn't make sense with anything else that's going on. So if you got one of those texts, or if you got the text and you didn't really understand because it's just from someone you know and it was some random text, now you know it was because of this bug.
Oh, I'd love to hear from you. You can call us or text us.
Yeah, 314-531-9898.
By the way, the last text I sent on my tombstone, that's why she's the best.
Oh, were you talking about me to somebody else?
I was talking about my friend's daughter that had a hilarious costume.
Hold on. Now I want to see.
That's why she's the best.
Made me look at my phone, too.
Hold on.
Courtney Landrum. That's why she's the best. All right, everybody.
Oh, I was. They built castles to keep people like the kings and queens and everyone else safe. My daughter was my daughter was doing this voice to text because we were out and she wanted to do a summary of the book she read so she could write it down later.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it's like very random.
All right, Kevin. wait. Lance first.
It's more of a business question. So out of context, it just sounds weird. I hear they're in something like 35 states now, ?
All right. And Kevin.
We're doing okay with that new shampoo, Aunt Shirley. Hoping it dries it all out. We'll let you know. Thanks for asking and listening every morning.
Aunt Shirley.
Oh, Aunt Shirley.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home sunny today.
She's like the sixth morning show
member. She really is. Yeah. She needs to get on the payroll. 38 the high, 21 now downtown, and Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
All right, let's start on northbound 55, where it is a little busy in the right lanes as you come up after Butler Hill toward the 270 exit. Still not too...
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. I cannot believe we've actually taught our listeners something. And it wasn't everywhere on Facebook that they already know. It reminds me of 90s radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
90s radio, when we would bring you the information first.
Yes, pre-social media.
Before you saw it everywhere online. Yeah, so this text message thing that Jen just explained.
So back in the early part of the year, specifically falling over Valentine's Day for some of these texts, people's texts were held up. They didn't go through. There was some bug that just got worked out. And in the middle of the night, Wednesday night, there were a bunch of texts sent out. People thought it was especially weird and were taking screenshots. And the reason we know about it is because of Valentine's Day. Some people got texts from their exes, some people who are no longer with us because they died between February and now. And so we just kind of put it out there. We hadn't heard of anyone getting text messages randomly.
Not within our social circle.
Yes, but now a bunch of people are like, oh, that text that I got on Wednesday makes total sense now. Yeah,
a lot of texts to that, too.
And think about it. The person that sent the text doesn't have any recollection of it either.
Right.
It doesn't show you that your text finally went through.
No, okay.
Like, your text still is back in February.
So we got a bunch of texts. Give us a rundown of what you got.
You know, we had talked about possibly getting one from beyond the grave. Sadly, someone got a text from their deceased sister.
Oh my,
which is
gosh.
Just but maybe that's kind of reassuring or something.
I agree.
You
agree.
Know,
yeah,
this person got a text at 1 and couldn't figure out why or what they were talking about. It just said, "Aw, that's it."
Aw, that's
another person got a text yesterday at about 4 a.m that just said, "Huh?" And this person received 2 random texts. Thank you. Lots of sleep. Jello and popsicles.
Oh, so they were sick back in February, maybe?
Funny. And then this one was also hers. OMG, Donna came to the graveside, sat right down beside me. I nearly crapped myself.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you just tuned in and you're hearing us talk about these texts, send us the text that you got that you had no idea where they were coming from. But we do have Schmig coming up.
Yes, we do. Not only are a bunch of movies coming out this week, a bunch of stuff going on in St. Louis, but we'll check in with one of our friends' cast members.
Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in November for only $1. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Yes. All right. All of their trucks are parked right outside our building. There's a new, like, staging area near Soldiers Memorial in downtown St. Louis where I think after they've unloaded everyone's gear into Enterprise Center, they park all the cars. It happened with the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
And Chainsmokers. They got a lot of trucks. Tell you what, at Enterprise Center tonight, by the way, we have the sound check, meet and greet passes, and tickets for tonight's show coming in the
7 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours.
Nice. Matthew Perry, breathe a sigh of relief if you saw those pictures last week where he did not look great. He looked very disheveled and people were worried about him. Courtney Cox shared a lunchtime selfie of the two of them, and now people are saying he looks a lot better. I still don't think he looks great.
No.
He looks a little dead.
It's weird.
It looks like he has makeup on.
It does.
Yeah.
His lips don't have, I don't know.
But he's always been, I don't know, kind of like a chameleon.
Oh my gosh,
I mean, if you watch Friends, you know what I'm talking about. He just changes his look throughout the entire series.
Well, he had some issues during Friends, so he got really, really skinny for a while.
So, I know. Now that all the Friends are on Instagram, I think they're watching them more closely. All right, new music out today, including the deluxe edition of A Very Legendary Christmas. John Legend with 4 new tracks, including the reworking of Baby It's Cold Outside with Kelly Clarkson.
Mama will start to
I'll call the car and tell him to hurry.
My daddy will be pacing the floor.
Wait, what are you still living home
so
for?
Really, I'd better scurry.
Your driver, his name is Murray.
Maybe just a happy
We're both adults, so who's keeping score?
What was the thing about Murray?
Is that line new? The driver Drivers. Whose name is Murray?
Because he called her an Uber.
Yep.
I think that's a little bit of a stretch, JL.
Let me tell you, though, they sound amazing.
They do.
Oh, my gosh. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, I mean, it sounds good.
I know.
It's just the words.
And the other new song, Like It's Christmas. No, it's really Like It's Christmas. New Jonas Brothers song that Kevin thinks sounds like it's straight out of a Target ad.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Never want to stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right up at the top. I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing to think about me, bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you.
Red Bullseye. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
It could end up in a
commercial. I like it, though. I like it a lot.
Yeah, the more I hear it, the more it makes me a little happy.
Mm-hmm. Excited for
Christmas
music.
And that's hard to make me a little happy.
Right.
Last Christmas, the movie based on the Wham song is out in theaters today, along with Dr. Sleep. It's the sequel to The Shining, with Ewan McGregor playing a grown-up version of Jack Nicholson's son, Danny Torrance. Also, Playing with Fire with John Cena, and Midway in theaters.
Speaking of that Last Christmas, remember we talked about it yesterday? I'm like, it looks really sweet, but I'm worried about it. It's another advertising, like it's a sweet little Christmas movie.
Amelia Clark says she's upset that people are sharing the big twist in the movie.
Right. Did somebody die?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Last Christmas.
I don't want to read it. I don't want to read
it. I'm not
going to
read it either, but I mean, I'm bummed if that's the way it is.
I'm bummed that it's a story that people are spoiling the twist in the movie, because now I know there's a twist.
Yes, and I wouldn't even think about it.
Right.
Can she last until Christmas?
I hope it's not.
TV, we just talked about it yesterday because Adam Devine celebrated a birthday. Adam Devine from Pitch Perfect and Modern Family. He is the voice of Sam I Am in the new Green Eggs and Ham on Netflix. And Michael Douglas voices the cranky inventor friend. Also, Let It Snow, it's a movie on Netflix. Isabella Merced, Kiernan Shipka, high school seniors whose lives change during a Christmas Eve snowstorm. Netflix is going after Hallmark. They're like, I see you, Hallmark Channel. Let It Snow. And on TV this weekend, Sesame Street's 50th anniversary celebration tomorrow night. That's going to be a good one. Watchmen, season premiere of Shameless on Showtime. It's the 10th season. And Sunday Night Football, Cowboys and Vikings. Online at Y98.com. New trailer for the Pixar film Soul. Pete Docter is behind this one. He also was behind Up and Inside Out. He said he got the idea for this movie with voices Jamie Foxx and Tina Fey after his son was born. And as soon as his son was born, he looked into his eyes and he realized that this little baby already had a personality. Even though you think people develop a personality as they grow up, like you're inherently born with this soul. Mm. So that's where the movie kind of took root. And other news, 90210. The revival has been canceled after just one season. Tori Spelling's going to have to find another way to pay off her credit card.
They should have just done a straight up.
I know.
Reboot.
Yes. Not try to do this weird. They're new characters as themselves.
Right. I think they had a knee jerk reaction after Luke Perry died. They might have already been working in that direction, but they felt like they had to address it and went the wrong way. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. You can also listen to Schmig in podcast form at our website, theradio.com app, or wherever you download podcasts, which is a good idea because Schmig Schmackdown comes in just an hour where we're going to kind of quiz you on the Schmig of the week, and you get a gift card to H&M just for tying or beating someone.
Kinda used to be it, so will you love to let my guard down and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to be it, so will you love.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show with an action-packed Friday. Tell you what, Chainsmokers tickets coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, around 7:20, where we're going to give you tickets to the show tonight Also, meet and greet passes, and you get to sit in on the sound check. So we'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour, also in the 9 o'clock hour. And our special guest, one of our favorite friends of the show, FFS, Greg Warren. He's doing a show with Kathleen Madigan coming up, so he's going to be in to delight us. And we can maybe kick back and just let him entertain you.
Although we have stuff we already have planned for the time he'll be here. He'll just add comic relief.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm excited. I get to go see him tomorrow night with Kathleen at Stiefel Theater. What is the music?
It's the theme to Renegade.
Oh, yeah, he loves Renegade. He loved Renegade with Lorenzo Lamas back in the day. That's a real deep cut there.
I know, but that's why he's doing comedy.
All right, so it's true. You're right. Okay, what did Tim, that one day where we went off the rails and we started talking all about cats and he was bothered by it? And then we even brought cats into his food stuff?
Oh, yeah.
something about cats. Well, here's another cat chatter.
Okay.
Cat fancy segment.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the cat, the black cat that ran out on the field at Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, it ran out at MetLife Stadium, and the cat is still on the loose.
Oh, no. It's like the rally squirrel.
There's some cats on the loose again.
Some cats on the loose.
The stadium officials have set up multiple humane traps, searched all over. They have not been able to find the cat. They even brought in a no-kill rescue shelter called Puppy Kitty, New York City.
Puppy Kitty, New York City. That is the most adorable name ever.
Still no luck. They think the cat's still somewhere in the stadium, and they're hoping to find it, but they don't know if the cat's still around or not, but they're just covering their bases. But
yeah.
There's a New York Post report that claimed that at New York, at MetLife Stadium, there are around 300 feral cats in the facility.
What? How is that possible?
Okay, so officials say that the complex does have about 30 barn cats that they feed.
Barn cats?
You know, I knew a golf course that we used to go to. There was a cat there named Inky. It was black. Mm-hmm. That was their golf course barn cat. And they would let in the cart corral at night.
And sometimes it helps you, like, think about a stadium and all the concession stands you have. You probably want those cats wandering around getting any rodents and, that might pop up.
It could be me, but I don't think that cat from Monday Night Football was skinny. He looked like he'd been fed well.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I like to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know. They're playing again this Sunday. So maybe he's waiting to come make another appearance on a grand stage. I'm not sure. And then yesterday we talked about that cat meme that everybody's seen with Smudge the cat. That's his name, by the way. Smudge.
Smudge.
Smudge. Smudge. Kind of poo-pooing everything.
Yes.
All right? Well, I have a RFT put up a bunch of St. Louis ones.
Oh, awesome.
All right, we talked yesterday about Taylor Armstrong from Real Housewives. It's her screaming and the cat sitting there with a plate of vegetables at a dinner table, like just going, I'm not having this face. So she's saying Panera, he says Bread Company. We talked about that one yesterday. The other one we talked about, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, he says Riverport.
Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
You went right in the
middle there. Threw me for a second.
I-64 and Smudge says 40.
Yes.
That's a Lance cat meme for you. St. Louis Arena and Smudge says Checker Dome.
Oh, yeah.
Mozzarella and Smudge is all about
Provel.
Uh-huh. The Heat. She's yelling.
Soccer?
I know.
The humidity.
Oh, that's funny.
Enterprise Center. And then Smudge. Savas Center.
Yay!
Savas, not even Scott Trade.
I know.
Man.
Jefferson National Expansion Memorial.
The Arch. Come on.
Right. Missouri Botanical Garden.
Shaw's Garden.
Wow. It used to be called Shaw's Garden?
I think people call it.
Yeah, I mean, he set aside the land for it.
Right. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I went to, you know, toured the house during the holiday lights and such.
John Goodman, she's yelling. What do you think Smudge says?
John Hamm.
And finally.
Rightfully so.
Taylor says, the St. Louis accent is sexy. Smudge says, farty far.
Kittens!
Fighting, bum bum, bum bum, bum bum, bum.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. If you want to see a really cute video, Kevin posted it at Y98.com. It's a teacher doing her own version of Lizzo. And you're 100, yeah. What is she saying it? You're 100% that smart.
Oh, yeah.
And all the kids are singing, and she's standing on the desk. She wears some high heels to teach in all day.
She really does.
Unless she knew the video was being taken. And
oh, yeah. Wonder cute shoes. I can't blame her for that one.
I mean, I don't know. You got to be careful with your feet, youngsters.
I know.
Because I'm telling you, they start. Then you're like, what happened to my feet? They're very important. And that is your sweet spot today. Now, we have some really great stories for our sweet spot. Stories we like to share to make you feel a little better about the world we live in.
Yes. And there's a man who does all of these amazing things. And people have recognized him. But actually, the reason that he started doing these good deeds was because he turned his back on someone. And he's lived with that guilt ever since.
How old of a guy is he?
He's 29.
Wow, he's young.
Listen, we all make mistakes, but this man, he's 29 years old. He's a handyman. And about 4 years ago, a woman asked him for a ride to a battered women's shelter. And he said no. Not sure why or what the reason was behind it, but he said he was too
busy with his own life.
Yes. Or, you know, people asking you for rides. I think a lot of us might say no because you're not sure of the situation. You know, you have to keep safety in mind, and maybe he was a little
nervous. But it's eating at him.
Oh, yeah. He said he's always worried about what happened to that woman, and it's haunted him that he could have helped her and didn't, and he never wanted to feel that way again. So since then, he decided his resolution was to make sure to always help people and say yes anytime someone asks for help. He said he's helped about 1,000 people with an average of 3 or 4 good deeds a day. How does he do it? He goes on Reddit and he looks through, he lives in Pittsburgh. So he looks through some of the subreddits looking for people needing help. If they need help installing an antenna or a teenager needs a ride home from a party in the middle of the night, he will help them out.
They put that on Reddit?
Apparently.
Somebody give me a ride?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
He said his favorite good deed was a man who was thinking suicidal thoughts. He lent the man $2,000, and since then, they've become really good friends. But he said his new one, he donated a kidney.
To a stranger?
Yeah. Retired health food executive Mike Moore, who's 58.
Wow.
He donated a kidney to him. And he said he just does all of these things because it makes him feel good. Well, I got to tell you, I don't think donating a kidney made him feel great in the short term.
Right.
Because donating a kidney...
It's harder on the person that donates,
yes.
Right?
I mean, the person who receives the kidney, it is not easy. And you're on lots of medicine to make sure that your body doesn't reject that organ. But you've been living in so much pain, it's kind of like a little bit of a relief. But the person who goes through the surgery, it is extremely painful. It is a huge sacrifice that if you've never done it before, and I haven't, I don't think you realize, like, what it is, one of the ultimate sacrifices, donating an organ to someone. He said, I get just as much, if not more, out of it than the people he helps. So this guy, John Potter.
Wow. How incredible. How did we find out about him? What a story.
I know.
I mean, that would be a great movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The one moment.
Man, it's awesome.
That has made you do so much good.
All right. And our other highlighted person for our sweet spot today, and it's appropriate because Monday is Veterans Day. And this is maybe the best boss ever. So there's this 69-year-old Vietnam vet in San Antonio. His name's Albert Brigas. And he's worked at a place called, it's a auto restoration place.
Yeah.
He's worked there for the past 13 years, and he's been trying to retire. But before he retired, he wanted to pay off his mortgage first. He still had about $5,000 to go. So he was hoping to retire sometime next year, and he's 69 years old. But last month, his boss called him into his office and said, I want to pay off your mortgage for you. Rudy Kionis owns the place. He's been his boss for 13 years. He says Albert is a hard worker, never missed a day. He wanted to do something nice to help him out.
Wow.
So Albert gave him the paperwork showing how much was left on his mortgage.
Oh.
And it was just a hair under $5,000. Then Rudy went to the bank and wrote a check to pay off
amazing.
His mortgage.
That's sweet.
And how we found out about this is another employee told a local news station about it and said, this needs to be shared. So people know that there are people out there doing really great things.
Yeah. Yes, and once we publicize it, maybe our boss will make it into a thing for everyone. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. That's really
but you
cool.
Wanna, but it also, you want to do business with a guy that has a company like
totally.
That.
Totally, and he wasn't the one who was going to toot his own horn. That's sweet, just mm-hmm. before Veterans Day especially. Your forecast is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Sunny and 38 today. It looks like we'll get close to the 60s for tomorrow.
Congratulations, Sarah Franco of St. Louis. She picked up a pair of tickets, last-minute tickets, see mm-hmm. the Chainsmokers tonight at Enterprise Center. But the most exciting thing for Sarah is that this afternoon, she's going to hang out at the Enterprise Center and listen to the Chainsmokers do a sound check.
Pretty awesome.
And then before the show, she gets to meet the band. So congratulations to Sarah. We have one more chance for you to win this exclusive opportunity. That will come in the 9 o'clock hour.
And congratulations to Gabrielle and the entire Rock Santa Cross Country team. They have a big meet today in Peoria.
Yeah.
And Mom just wanted to say, good luck, girls. She said, can you give them a shout out? I said, no. But we're doing it anyway. So good luck, Gabrielle. Good luck, girls at Roxana.
Man, it's cold for
cross country.
For running.
It's cold for everything.
Yeah, so congratulations. Good luck to Roxana. All right. Time. We got some doozies today, people. We're going to close out the week with a little People is Dumb and some real winners.
Or losers. Winners of People is Dumb?
Yes. I mean,
the winningest losers.
Okay, so a woman... Her name's Alexis. She's from Scranton, PA.
Yeah.
She made plans last week to sell her iPhone 6S to someone for $100.
Okay.
She met the guy, and he handed her a roll of bills. That's always, you know, that's a real confidence.
A roll of bills.
That's a grifter scam.
Well, it's only $100. I mean, how big a roll is it? Did he pay in ones?
The roll was made up of two $1 bills. A $10 bill and a $1 million bill.
I want to say this is the second story in a week with a $1 million bill.
Where are these million? That's how dumb these criminals are that they're making counterfeit bills that don't exist.
I know.
And you only needed to give her $100, you know?
Yeah. He didn't even have that. He had $12. That's what he was trying to. Jeez. He's trying to get the iPhone for $12. She confronted him about it being a fake bill. He punched her and took off running. That's why selling things to strangers, meet at a police station.
Yeah.
Because this guy would not have shown up at a police station.
Oh, heck no.
Or he might have. He made a $1 million bill.
$1 million bill.
All right.
I'm trying to look it up online if it's real or not. It's either the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, like what they have on the bill?
It's either the Statue of Liberty, Elvis Presley.
What president is on the fake $1 million bill?
I don't know.
No president?
They show Taft, but I think that might be the...
The United States has never issued a $1 million bill.
Is he on a toilet? Isn't Taft the one that had the special toilet?
We had a special tub.
Oh, okay. All right. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Now, this could be dumb or smart. You tell me.
Okay.
There's an inmate in Iowa, and he's serving a life sentence. All right? I don't know what he did. I didn't investigate it that much. He temporarily died when his heart stopped.
Okay.
All right?
I like that turn of phrase, temporarily died.
Well, he was officially dead for I don't know how long.
Okay.
And now he's arguing that since he died...
Yep.
His life sentence should be over and he should be free to go.
This guy gets points for being... Actually, that's smart.
Wow. That's what I'm saying.
Super smart.
Isn't that the law? Like, if you survive the, the injection or the gas or whatever?
It doesn't look like he was on death row.
Okay.
He just died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a life sentence. But usually life sentence, it attaches it with... life sentence and the amount of years.
Some do, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
We'll have to keep an eye. I know, I told you that it was smart and dumb.
That's a Matlock episode waiting ahead.
It really is. Kevin posted this online. There's a guy in Oklahoma, and he was busted trying to steal an ATV on Tuesday. He's 38 years old, and he and his friend were busted. They were trying to steal it from somebody's home. David, the guy, the 38-year-old guy with his friend, was wearing a shirt that said, "Ain't nothing illegal till you get caught."
Oh, jeez.
He got caught.
It's like, you're putting it out in the universe, right. People.
He got caught. He was arrested, and when the cops searched his property because he had that based on his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
He's got other stuff in there.
Yeah.
They found out he had a lot of stolen stuff. He was charged with stolen property, second-degree burglary, engaging in a pattern of criminal behavior. And it turns out the guy he was stealing the ATV from was a wanted fugitive from Texas. So he was also hit with a ton of charges.
Police are like two birds, one stone.
Dumb hangs around dumb.
That's yes. Right. Get rid of that shirt, man.
All right, it's time for you to call in and win for the Schmig Schmackdown. If you've been paying attention to the show and pop culture in general, you can maybe tie or beat one of the morning show members. And if you do that, you get a gift card to spend away at...
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Schmackdown.
All right, you know how it works. If you're new to the show, we play Schmig Schmackdown every single Friday around this time, unless we're off. And you just have to be paying attention to what's happening in entertainment, sports, in the world. And you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these questions. And you choose a show member to play against. They have 30 seconds. If you tie or beat the show member, you win an H&M gift card to spend. I'm saying spend it on yourself. Treat yourself. So our contestant today, everybody say hello, from Shrewsbury to Cecilia.
Hi, Cecilia.
I already told her. I told her I wasn't going to sing that to her. I told her that off the air.
I am not you.
How many times have you heard that, Cecilia?
Maybe once or twice.
I'm sure.
Cecilia, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a mom. I have three kids, and I'm on my way to work every morning and listen to you guys.
Well, we appreciate
it. Yeah, thank you.
All right, so Cecilia, you know how this game works. You've heard it every single week. Who do you want to go up against today?
I chose Lance.
Lance! Oh, yeah.
How excited are you, Lance?
I'm good, but that means I have to go out of the studio and not... I can't vouch for the accuracy of the next traffic. That's all I'm going to say.
You mean it's only the heart of the rush.
It's not an important traffic anyway.
So what? Who cares?
Okay. Right.
Good luck, Cecilia.
All right, Cecilia. Kevin has written the questions this week, and the clock will start after he reads the first question.
All right, here we go, Cecilia. Good luck. Over the weekend, daylight saving time began or ended?
It ended.
What American Idol star just announced a Las Vegas residency?
Catherine McPhee.
What Cardinals second baseman got his first Golden Glove? Golden.
Goldschmidt.
Produced by Tim's brother Chris, what Disney classic was a live special on ABC this week?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Olivia Newton-John's outfit from Grease sold for over $405,000 at auction. What was the name of her Grease character?
Sandy.
In the new The Office Clue game, Michael, Dwight, or Toby is the murder victim?
Toby.
What long-dead Rebel Without a Cause actor will star in a new movie thanks to CGI?
Pass.
What singer gave a list on how to have Christmas just like her?
A pass.
What Once Upon a Time in Hollywood director has a strict no cell phones... Oh.
Okay.
That's it.
Time's up.
All right.
We're going to send Lance back into the studio.
I would call Lance. Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I waved to him.
Okay.
Boss is talking to me outside.
Lance is looking really cute today. Did you see his shirt?
Yeah.
The boss is like, what are you doing out here? Why are you doing your job? It's like, well, I kind of am.
He doesn't know that's the soundproof hallway.
I told him. I said, I'm in the soundproof, very large booth.
All right. So Cecilia answered her questions. You have 30 seconds. Kevin will ask you the first question and then start the clock.
All right, Lance. Good luck. Over the weekend, daylight saving time began or ended?
Ended.
What American Idol star just announced a Las Vegas residency?
Pass.
What Cardinals second baseman just got his first golden glove?
Colton Wong.
Produced by Tim's brother Chris, what Disney classic was a live special on ABC this week?
The Little Mermaid.
Olivia Newton-John's outfit from Grease sold for over $405,000 at auction. What was the name of her Grease character?
Sandy.
In the new The Office Clue game, Michael, Dwight, or Toby is the murder victim?
Toby.
You're out of time.
You ran out of time on that one, but Cecilia only got three, and you got four.
Oh, sorry, Cecilia.
The one you passed on, Lance, was Kelly Clarkson, the American Idol with a Las Vegas residency. You got all the rest right. You both got Toby right. James Dean is going to star in a new movie thanks to CGI, and Mariah Carey gave us her over-the-top list on how to celebrate Christmas just like her. So that means...
Sorry, Cecilia. We have to let you go.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day, and thank you for listening to the show.
Bye. Bye. Can I share with you my favorite question that Kevin asked?
Yes.
I'm killing time so Lance can get his traffic report together.
Good.
Olivia Newton-John's outfit from Grease sold for over $405,000 at auction. You could have just said for over $400,000.
You didn't even have to say the amount.
Right.
Good job, Kevin.
Great job.
All right, that means we're going to take caller 10 right now. You get a gift card to H&M. Spend it on yourself foolishly. Give us a call now at 314-531-9898, 618-397-9898.
And while we open up the Bomberito box office, Lance Hildebrand is going to help you through the thick of this morning. It is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We have so much to give away. We already gave away a pair of tickets to see Chainsmokers tonight at Enterprise Center, but we have another chance. And not only do you get tickets, but you also get a meet and greet and a chance to sit in on the sound check. So that is coming around 9:40. And this morning, just around celebrity birthday time, 8:50 or so, your tickets, family four-pack to the sneak preview of Frozen 2. Electric Boogaloo. It's going to be so great.
Speaking of Frozen 2, it reminds you of your kids. And a couple weeks ago, we talked about the 12 finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. It's at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York. It's a really cool museum.
They just welcomed their three new toys that are going into the museum. But here were your finalists.
They're
going
to be really lame, aren't they?
Ah!
One year it was like stick. And then the next year it was blanket.
I just know this. Somebody's spouse on this show is going to be very, very happy.
Somebody's spouse.
Yes. Well.
So your nominees were Care Bears, Coloring Books, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, Jenga, Masters of the Universe, Matchbox Cars, My Little Pony, the Nerf Blaster, Risk, the Smartphone, the Top, and then Magic the Gathering, the card game.
Oh, no.
Magic the Gathering, Coloring Book, and Matchbox Cars are your new. what am I saying?
Golden Glove and Matchbox Cars.
Not Matchbox Cars?
Look, I'm so upset that Masters of the Universe didn't get in.
Wait a minute.
It's really hard for me
to
take.
Magic the Gathering get in?
Nerds.
Greg Warren. Greg Warren is here with us.
We're talking about the Toy Hall of Fame, Greg.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
And every year they nominate a bunch of toys, and what, three get in?
Three get in.
Really
get
cool
in.
Toys.
Those are all,
you know,
just the nominations?
Yeah, there were 12 nominees, and the ones that got in were Matchbox Cars, Coloring Books.
You said it right.
And Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering. Yeah. Got in.
But Coloring Books. I mean,
I think Coloring Books should be in there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, I've told this story many times, Greg. You may not have heard it. We used to go to my step-grandma's and grandpa's, and they had... It was almost like they were telling us, don't come over here because we don't have anything for you to play with.
Oh, no.
They had a little tiny, it was like a container of toys for us.
Right.
And they included, like, empty spools of thread. bolts. Big giant bolts.
Bolts.
And one coloring book. And it was from the bank. And it was a squirrel collecting acorns for the winter to make a deposit. Those were our fun toys.
She was like, don't come back here again.
At old Sue's house.
Who are these people?
They're my step-grandma.
Oh, okay.
She did not like children. Well, maybe she just didn't like me. I think she liked my... I think she actually liked...
Oh, yeah, when the other kids came over, man. It was Tinker Toys.
I know, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They also...
Barbie car.
At the house, they also had jarts.
For real, kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another way to make sure you don't come back. Kill you.
Courtney, you're going to go catch him. What?
Yeah, they're like, she's not coming back. Oh, Greg, we're happy to have you here.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
We have a bunch of stuff on the show that we have to do, but, you know, obviously your commentary will heighten everything.
I can't guarantee that.
Well, we'll talk about your show this weekend. Are we allowed to?
Yeah, it's sold out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay.
It's not my show.
Well, I know it's not.
You and Kathleen Madigan, though.
Yeah, we don't know who's going first. I think.
Hometown show. It's a good hometown show.
So coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, here's what we've got on the docket. We're going to do a little food stuffs coming up in just a few minutes, about 6 minutes.
Who does it when Tim's gone?
I'm going to do it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle it. It's so hard. He reads the stories I give him.
Yeah, instead of passing them across the way.
If I think that you did a better job, can I replace him with you?
No. I'm happy to take a break, Greg. So we have food stuffs coming up, but in the 8 o'clock hour, also your sneak screening passes, which has been a real hot item all week, to see Frozen 2 in Chesterfield before the movie. Before the movie opens in theaters.
Did you see?
Everybody says it.
Everybody says it.
It's Food Stuffs. I am in for Tim Convey, who usually handles the Food Stuffs duties, but he's out of the country right now.
Yeah, he writes all that stuff and finds the stories.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah. It's brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Go
check
get
out
some.
The barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke.
It's good.
It is good.
I come up with my own taglines, Jen, when I'm doing Food Stuffs.
Have you ever thought about being in advertising?
You know, I feel like I might be. I'm looking for something to fall back on.
Yeah,
this radio thing. Who knows how long? Much
I think
longer
you're good
it's
at
gonna
it,
last.
But Courtney, she's good.
Okay, so
Food Stuffs.
Today is a big day. It is. Oh no! So tomorrow is. It's National Fried Chicken Day. Guess who's going to benefit from that?
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, everybody's talking about them right now.
Chick-fil-A is like, finally, it's on a Saturday. Popeyes, of course. Come on. They were so smart in relaunching their chicken sandwich on National Sandwich Day and knowing that fried chicken was a week, fried chicken days a week later.
And a Sunday.
Yes.
And a Sunday. Have you had the Popeyes chicken sandwich?
I haven't had it. Have you guys had it?
I've had, okay, everybody vouch for me here. Go ahead, tell them the story. Monday?
She talked about the Popeyes chicken sandwich like 2 days before it became a thing.
Oh, I really? Had it over the weekend.
And you liked it that much?
I called my mother and said, you have got to go to Popeyes and try this chicken sandwich. She went on Sunday. Monday I came and talked about it. Then it blew up. It's that good. I've just had my second one this week.
Really?
But it's not worth dying over. It's not worth wrecking your car, which I saw a woman do that in a drive-thru.
But you may want to leave the house brawless, like Courtney's mom.
I can say those things, Kevin.
Right. Come on.
That's a daughter thing, not a stranger talking about my mom, but it's true. So go get your Popeyes. And also, what is today, Kevin?
Today is National Cappuccino Day.
There you go.
Oh.
Well, I saw a lot of people have their Starbucks cups that they got yesterday. Very excited about them. They have the holiday cups out, and they also have the reusable cup.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll see. Greg and I, what's your name? Greg and I can't get the commemorative cup because you have to order a holiday drink. And I got some tea yesterday.
Oh, yeah. There's no...
The tea
people always...
Get the shaft.
But they do, man. Half the time, they don't even make it. They're like, hey, here's some hot water, and they throw a couple of bags at you. Fix it yourself.
Do you want a Mary Temis mug?
I mean, I wouldn't mind one.
All right.
Yeah. I mean,
something like that.
Yes. Yesterday, I ordered a huge tea, and I said, could I just, like, buy one of those cups? And they're like, no, it's a promotional thing. You only get it if you buy a holiday drink.
Well, it's a holiday drink, too. It's not.
Yeah, but there's no holiday tea.
I just want to take a sip of tea if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea.
But by the way,
Carrie.
I don't know about you this morning, but the Starbucks I went into yesterday had like piles and piles of those cups because last year they ran out super early. And some woman called while I was there and he's like, yeah, uh-huh. Oh, the red cups? Yeah, I think we have two left. Yeah, you better hurry. Yeah. The one woman who was working with them was like, you are not right. They're like,
they mess with people. That's why they write your name wrong. Hello, Kark. Still my favorite. Mark with the C. Kark. All right, we're moving on. Is there anything else to say about Starbucks? It was supposed to be a tiny little story. All right, Aldi's, their advent calendar came out this week.
The wine advent calendar. I saw people in line at like 6 a.m. They got a voucher to come back at 9 a.m. to get the...
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah. It's a big deal. People line up for it. And I don't know if anybody has any left, but we just wanted to remind you. I saw a lot of people pick one up. People that posted it on Facebook.
There aren't any left.
And then Coca-Cola finally throwing their hat in the ring with the seltzer game. You know, Pepsi jumped on board with... what is it called? Bubbly.
Yeah.
And, you know, with LaCroix and now all the hard seltzers, they're finally, it's their biggest move in years.
I bet.
Coca-Cola's biggest move. And they are going to be, they're launching a new line of seltzers in March called AHA. 8 flavors. 2 of them even have a little caffeine in them.
Oh.
I don't really need that, but okay.
I knew Kevin was going to do it.
I know. A little aha.
Take on me.
Uh-huh. Did you ever play the Renegade theme for you when we promoted you coming in?
No, yes. The Sticks song?
No, from the TV show.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
All right, and finally, these are the Thanksgiving dishes Americans secretly hate. What was the top spot?
Cranberries.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a secret.
It's not a secret. No.
Cranberries out of a can.
Yeah, that can.
Even the
stuff.
Pilgrims hated them.
I think.
If it comes out of a can, don't even bother. Just don't serve cranberries.
No, some people like just the canned cranberry. You can't say that. Yeah. Some people love that taste.
That's my brother.
I think a lot of people do.
Well, why is it the top of the most hated?
Well, I'm just saying, you can't say that if you're going to serve cranberries, the canned cranberries is a no-go.
Passing over your can. Sorry.
Number 2 is kind of a surprising casserole that people love.
Green bean?
Green bean casserole.
Really?
At 24%. And after that...
Your relatives.
Yes. Sweet potatoes and sweet potato casserole. That's a love-hate thing.
Yeah.
It's dessert-y.
You know what, man? I've learned to make sweet potatoes pretty awesomely.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. And not like Thanksgiving-y, but...
But just when you want to make them at home.
Yeah, you know, you roast them.
Yeah.
You gotta cube them, and then you put a little orange juice in there. That's the secret.
Oh, yeah.
It's more crispy when you...
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the tip.
No, you're welcome.
And also, these are also surprising. The next, pumpkin pie.
What?
What?
I've had not a great pumpkin pie. Yeah. It's got too much of the allspice in it.
Yeah.
You know the ones that are way heavy on the...
I think if you've had one bad experience, like if you don't eat sweet potatoes or pumpkin very often and you have one bad experience, then that's it. You kind of like rule it out.
My grandma started putting bourbon in pumpkin pie for like 6 years and it wasn't good, man. She made a great pumpkin pie, but we just didn't have the heart to tell her. But yeah, it was like heavy bourbon.
Oh, really?
A lot of bourbon.
She's like, one cup for the pie, one cup for me.
So last year, I was out. I was on the road in Des Moines for Thanksgiving. And I have really...
Why do you have to brag about your travels?
I know. Well, yeah. I mean, I go everywhere. So I was up there, and I have a really close friend up there, and he invited us over for Thanksgiving. And I was like, I got to bring something. So I was at Quick Trip, and they had pies there. They were selling pies over Thanksgiving at Quick Trip.
Yeah.
But they were Eckerd's pies, okay?
Oh, really?
So yeah. I'm with my friend Rafe Williams, who's a comedian. He was opening for me, and we go up there, and he's like, dude, you can't bring gas station pies to your friend's thing, man. And like he tells him when we're up there, he's like, he got him at a gas station. There's a gas station by. Well, guess what? It was the biggest hit of the whole Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Well, you knew the source.
I knew it. I was like the gas station pie guy, like the dirtbag that couldn't make anything. They're awesome. They're so good.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Eckert's.
They're not dumb.
Yeah, right.
You're an Illinois person. You know about Eckert's.
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah. And then finally, rounding out the list of secretly hating an item, what's the biggest item?
Turkey? Stuffing.
Turkey.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, obviously.
Really?
Yeah, I don't love turkey.
Some people dry it out.
I like sidesgiving.
Oh, yeah?
I'm all about the sides.
Not me, man. I'm just turkey.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah. My friend Mark Gross, he's a comedian. His favorite thing every year when, you know, they ask, do you want white or dark meat? He cuts the turkey. He goes, would anybody care for some jive turkey?
That's his big line
every year. It's a big dad joke, and it kills every time.
Every time?
No, they all hate it. Yeah. They all
hate it. That's Foodstuffs.
All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Homestore. This is home. Sunny today and a high of 38, 29 overnight tonight, and then close to 60.
Our special guest in studio, Greg Warren, has never heard this segment, Lance Hildebrand. Why don't you explain it to him?
Well, Greg, there's this stuff called social media.
Familiar somewhat?
Dating apps.
So we have folks, we have staff. We have a lot of staff, actually, that peruse some of these dating apps. We present some of the best of the people, of the men, on these dating apps. We read their little blurb about themselves. And then we decide whether we should swipe left or right.
Okay.
Do you know which is which?
Right's good, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
I was getting a little nervous there for a second.
Let's start with Michael, who's 37 and he's in the real estate game. Michael's likes are family friend outings, short trips, his dog Birdie, trivia nights, movies, live music, being active, which would include golf, working out, most activities outdoors.
Oh, my God, I'm bored.
Dislikes are Mondays, Sunday drivers, bad ranch dressing, and Walmart most days.
List.
Michael's 37.
There's just nothing very... There's nothing that stands out.
No.
I can agree with him on that ranch dressing.
On the ranch, right. A bad ranch will ruin your whole day.
I don't like any ranch dressing.
You hate it?
Oh, can't stand it.
Oh. Yeah. You're out. I'm swiping left on you.
Yeah.
Left on Greg.
I don't like any of that sauce stuff.
What does that mean?
I just don't like it.
You're not a condiment fan?
I mean, I like mustard, but any of the, I don't know, anything white.
Really?
Yeah. Like Miracle Whip?
Ugh.
Yeah. I'm not a Miracle Whip guy.
What?
I kind of became less attracted to a girl because she really liked a lot of mayonnaise on her...
Oh, and that was a deal breaker for you?
Yeah, just the way it was. I mean,
you judged her on her mayonnaise use.
I was young, you know.
Now you'd gladly take her, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. So she's out there. Baby, come back.
All right, who's next up, Lance?
Next up is Brandon, who's 30 and describes his work or job as utility. Brandon, I don't know. You tell me. Mm. Brandon says he's left-handed, so he's probably going to be the president of the United States one day. He has a thing for grammar. He donates his hair. He loves dogs. He has a hoodie that says cookies, and his friends label him Goofy. Brandon is 30.
Mm. His job is utility.
Yep, that's what it says.
And he's got a thing for grammar. Like...
Well said. Laughs.
Maybe his thing for grammar is bad.
Yes.
All good possibilities.
Yeah.
David is 38 and he is in tech support. David says he likes making people laugh. video and tabletop games, technology, making friends, helping others, lifting heavy things, hugging, and writing in columns. David is 38.
Are you going to make us laugh, David? You like to make people laugh. None of that was funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
We're crabby on a Friday. Mm-hmm. Left.
Yeah. Wow. We keep looking at that forecast for Monday. It's like, John is 35, a tech support technician. So that's tech. He says, hi, I'm John. Let's start with, I'm a single dad of three. They're my universe. Former U.S. Navy, a current semi-pro football player, lover of art, music, movies, dancing, and have a great comedic personality. I'm very romantic and a gentleman. I'm extremely handy, too. I love to fix things. John is 35.
Listen, it sounds like he's playing for the St. Louis Battlehawks, so let's all swipe left for or swipe right for Tim, who's so excited about the XFL.
Yeah.
Is he?
Oh my God. It's like he has an unhealthy love for this team that's not even here
yet. I think this guy's fine. Here's my recommendation.
Yeah. I like that he put his kids first.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your recommendation?
For these guys on the, and I'm nobody to be given advice about any sort of romantic thing, but never, either just demonstrate you're funny. Don't say I'm funny.
Yes. Right.
You know, totally agree.
Yeah, just say something funny or be funny.
But don't say...
Yeah. No, I'm really funny.
Yeah.
Really
but I like this guy. This guy's fine. Yeah.
Let me also say, John is not unfit.
Oh, you see a picture of him?
Oh, yeah. I don't have it here.
Yeah, I'm out on John then.
What? because he's
well,
all...
Well, you know.
He's a
stud? Gonna make you feel guilty about it.
Yeah, right. I don't need that in my life.
All right.
I already feel bad enough about myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's...
and well, let's... I'm taken.
Oh, yeah. There's that part. Entertainment Schmig is coming up in 6 minutes. A video that took 3 years.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in November for only $1. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
So true. So true. All right, let's get to all the stories. Crazy one. Rick Ocasek from The Cars. Lead singer, right?
Yeah, this is a weird story to me.
He and his wife, Paulina Poroskova, supermodel from back in the day.
Together forever.
Yeah. Together for like 22, more than that.
She was in his cry. What's the video? What's the video where she's sitting in the...
Drive. So they were together for a really long time. Estranged at the time of his death, but she was the one who did like a welfare check on him and found him dead in his apartment. He cut her out of his will. Ooh. Claiming that she abandoned him. Well, she was the one who found you.
Oh, man.
Isn't that sad? Yeah, after all those years that you were together to end like that?
Oh, man.
Yep. So that must have been interesting when that was revealed. Disney is pushing 13 Avengers stars for Oscar consideration. You know, all the studios have to mount this campaign. And there are a bunch of people, by the way, who are not nominated for Avengers Endgame, but they're asking people to consider 13 cast members for nominations, and they're
maybe
all
narrow it down and people take it more seriously.
Right? I think if you said Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
I think he does the most acting. I mean, everybody else is good, but he's been that for over a decade, and yeah, I could see that. I mean, it was the end game, it was the end piece of the whole thing.
All right, who's not?
Tom Holland, who's Spider-Man, Benedict Cumberbatch, who's Doctor Strange, and Anthony Mackie, the Falcon.
Those are the big ones.
Well, those are like the most notable ones. But speaking of Marvel, you know, Disney Plus comes out next week, and Courtney wrote extortion. But the head of Marvel said, listen, if you want to follow along for the rest of the Marvel movies that come out, you're going to have to get Disney Plus because they're going to continue plot lines in some of the Marvel TV shows that are on Disney Plus exclusively. And you won't understand what's going on in the movies unless you get Disney Plus.
But then again, you're getting Disney Plus if you're a Marvel fan.
That's true.
Probably. Because you get access to everything. It's like $6.99 or something.
Yeah.
Are you in?
I mean,
do you have any streaming services?
Yeah, I got them all.
You got them all?
I mean, and I don't use any of them. I mean,
you're too busy traveling to Des Moines.
Yeah. Again, man, I'm not trying to.
I know.
This is a small town here. You don't want to make people think you're like okay, all big right. shot.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to play big shot. Okay, I'm just one of you guys. But, no, I just get them when I want to see one thing.
Yes.
And then I forget
to. And then you forget to cancel,
yes. cancel it. Mm-hmm. I do that with, like, there's all these college wrestling matches. And I'm like, I want to watch that match.
Yes.
I love that stuff. So then, like, you know, 60 payments later, I'm like, I've been paying $5.99 a month.
I got into the same thing with the Gymnastics Network after my nieces quit. I was like, how do I get rid of this?
Oh, it's hard.
They make it difficult. Yeah. Movies out this weekend, Dr. Sleep, Last Christmas, Midway, and Playing with Fire. And a bunch of stuff on TV, including a new Netflix Christmas movie, Let It Snow.
And locally, didn't the St. Louis International Film Festival start last night,
I think? Yeah.
It was a movie with some big people in it. Scarlett Johansson. It's about a marriage.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah,
I think that opened it,
which is pretty big movie.
Oh,
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was really surprised because, you know, I'm doing that American Cancer Society gala tomorrow night, and Sterling K. Brown's the guest speaker.
Wow.
He has a movie in which he stars that's showing during the St. Louis Film Festival tonight.
Oh, really?
But I don't think he gets into St. Louis until tomorrow.
Oh, that's too bad. That would be awesome to surprise those people.
Marriage Story.
Marriage Story.
Oh, okay.
Just a story about marriage.
maybe.
Is that the synopsis?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, that's.
Online at y98.com.
There's some twists and turns, Lance, but it's essentially it's a story about marriage.
Songs
twists and turns involving coffee.
Right.
Songs you didn't know were about celebrities. Maybe. Muse's Madness was about a fight that the lead singer Matt Bellamy had with Kate Hudson when they were together.
That's interesting. Mm.
Ed Sheeran.
It's a great song, too.
Don't. You know, it was about Ellie Goulding.
I don't know if I remembered that being that.
It was about Ellie Goulding, but I didn't realize it was because she was the person she was cheating on Ed with was Niall Horan from One Direction.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, Katy Perry's California Girls was a response to Jay-Z and Alicia Keys' Empire State of Mind because she wanted it to be, you know, have a song represent California as well as their song did about New York. And Coldplay.
One is very powerful.
Yeah right.
Hey, what's wrong with Daisy Duke's bikinis on top?
I don't think
anything about licking a popsicle, too.
Yeah, right. And Fix You, Coldplay. Chris Martin wrote that for Gwyneth Paltrow after her father died.
And that's
you might have known that one.
Strong, powerful song.
Oh, yeah. Kristen Bell's going to return as the narrator for the new Gossip Girl that's on HBO Max. And we talked about it in the 640 Schmig, the 90210 revival, canceled after just one season. But there's a lot more online at Y98.com. We also have the trailer for the new Disney Pixar movie Soul with Tina Fey and Jamie Foxx, and also this Chris Stapleton video that took thousands of hours and about 3 years to complete, they said. And it's the first officially licensed Lego video. I was thinking, like, wait, White Stripes did one. But then I went and looked at their Fell in Love with a Girl video from, like, you know, back in the day. And it's very, very basic. I don't think Lego would approve of it.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt's even in it, too.
Yeah, Chris Pratt's in the Chris Stapleton one. It's for his song, Second One to Know. Chris Pratt is at one of his shows, and he's kind of crazy, so they toss him out of the concert, and he gets run over by a ninja motorcycle gang, and then the gang and the band fight.
Very complex.
I know, it is. That's the Schmig.
It's not like Marriage Story.
No, that's a story about marriage.
Right.
Now, you remember that movie from the 70s, Love Story?
Yeah.
It was a story about love.
Marriage Story. Also online, the 640 podcast of Schmig, where you can hear John Legend's reworking of Baby It's Cold Outside and some random Murray line.
A driver named Murray.
And then Jonas Brothers.
To be running, ooh, you keep me coming for ya.
Congratulations to Judy Neiman of Oakville. She said she is going to be the best grandma ever.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She picked up our last 4-pack of tickets to see Frozen 2, the sneak screening before it hits theaters. Congratulations again to Judy from Oakville.
Very cool. I think I'm going to go to this. There's another sneak screening that I'm going to go to. I can't go to the one at night, but I'm going to check it out. Let you know.
All right. I don't care.
It's Friday.
Well, I didn't see Frozen 1.
No.
I keep telling her that she would love it, especially because she's so close to her sister, but...
Yeah.
I'll just watch White Christmas again.
No.
Okay.
Courtney, it was bigger than a movie. It was an event.
It was.
All right.
All right.
My niece didn't care for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she was a little on the older side.
I'm way on the older side.
I'm saying for kids. Okay. Stop it.
All right. No, it'd be perfect for Courtney.
Okay. Before it's a simple story. To celebrity birthdays, this is a big day. 54 years ago, Days of Our Lives premiered on NBC.
Wow.
For all you Days fans.
Kevin's gotten excited about nothing today.
I know.
That just dazzled him.
I can use with my wife, because that's her crush, Robert Coker Kelly. Now, he didn't start 54 years ago, but he was on that sitcom.
He was the Bo Brady fill-in for Peter...
Which is the one with the long black hair.
Yes.
It's like a G.I. Joe guy.
Yes. He does.
That's
Bo Brady.
Bo Brady. Which one is is that Robert Coker?
I think so.
Pepsi?
Yes.
Pepsi. Robert Coker Pepsi.
You know, I don't know if he still does, but he used to live here in town.
Okay, let's get to celebrity birthdays. Yeah.
He was like a...
let's talk about Days of Our Lives.
He was a pilot, a trainer pilot.
Yeah.
And we're Jen's going to punch somebody soon. Yeah. All right. How old is Jack Osborne? Ozzy's son. I mean, he's been around since the Osbournes when he was, what, in high school?
40.
Man, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
38. He's older than that.
44.
Lance?
37.
34.
Whoa!
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
He's
been around so long.
Yes.
That means he was like, God, what? Because Osbournes was almost 90s? 20 years ago. All right. How old is Gordon Ramsay? Chef and...
Tastes like Dewberry's dog's dinner.
From Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares.
53?
You got it!
Oh.
Wow. All right. And how old is... Tara Reid, from American Pie to Sharknado.
Chronologically.
And everything in between. I know, her liver's like 74.
There's other parts that are younger.
Yeah, that too.
37.
42.
41.
I'm going to say 44.
You got it!
Hey. 44?
Two on the head there. Happy birthday if you're celebrating. Lance Hildebrand, final traffic of the day, and final traffic of the morning. And then rest up, because Monday we may have a snowy morning commute.
Yeah, the one thing that might work in our favor in that regard is it is a holiday. So that should take some volume off the roadway with Veterans Day on Monday.
Wait, real quick, before you start, let me ask you, because I do have to travel to St. Louis this weekend.
Oh, you do? Wow.
You travel to St. Louis every day.
I'm saying last weekend I was thrown off because of the Poplar Street Bridge. And I had an event that I had to MC, and it... threw my whole schedule off.
Yeah, you're coming to hang with us Saturday, right?
Yeah. So am I going to have any problems? Are they shutting stuff down, keeping us Illinois people out?
No, I don't think they've got anything planned for this weekend on the Illinois side.
Go down 270 to 255 to the JB Bridge and come up.
What?
You go all the way down the south route.
That's so far for me.
Well, how did you end up taking the King Bridge? How did you make it across?
No,
we
had to go stay on it. It pushed everyone out. I had to go 70 to Lindbergh to get to Frontenac. It was crazy.
Way to get to Frontenac.
Yeah, you could have taken the 64. Stand here into downtown and jumped on 6440 after the Poplar Street Bridge.
All right.
I will actually say Frontenac is probably trying to keep you out. From what I know about Frontenac.
All right. McClay west of Youngerman, they're clearing up an accident there. Truman Road at Ellisville Town Center Drive, a new crash in the last few minutes. Had an accident. With your body, come on, be my baby. Come on, come on.
people view.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, and always so happy when he joins us. And apparently, Entercom St. Louis, very happy too, because people just keep popping in here because the big star, Greg Warren, is in the studio. Woo-hoo.
We're like, oh, so
got
nice.
A lot of friends here.
We haven't seen you in a long time. Oh, wait, no, you're here for Greg. Okay, that's cool.
And Kevin, of course, playing the Renegade theme, because can you briefly just tell how you decided you wanted to quit Nabisco and get out of that field?
It was Procter & Gamble, actually.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, anyways, I was getting ready for like a big sales call. We were in the waiting room, you know, and it was like
for a presentation
like
or something?
Yeah, it was like a big $1 million thing about Sunny Delight, actually. And it was like, it was a big deal. And I had like four people with me, you know, and I should have been concentrating on what I was going to say, but I couldn't concentrate because the night before I was watching Renegade on USA, and it was like a cliffhanger at the end of the episode, and it looked like Reno Raines had died. And they were asking me questions like, well, what should we say about this? And I'm thinking, I mean, he's the whole show's about him. How are they going to? And then I was like, maybe I should do something else.
That was your tippy. That was your like light. Yeah. Like, your light bulb moment, as Oprah would say.
I should probably do something else.
Yeah. And so comedy it is, and we all get to benefit from Greg Warren comedy. So what have you been doing? I know you've been traveling a lot, doing a lot of shows.
Yeah, man. I haven't seen you guys in a while. I haven't seen you.
I saw you at the casino.
I did see Nick and Courtney and Barb at the casino. And I was like, I was sitting at the tables for like 6 hours. And I was walking out like all bleary eyed. And I was like, it was one of those things where I was like, and they're like, Greg. And I'm like, and I couldn't even see. I'm like, who is that? They're like, oh my God, it's Court. Yeah. That's should have known I'd see her there.
I know, right? We do like to gamble.
Yeah.
That's last. So you've been traveling. Any fun things you've been doing?
I went to Alaska this summer.
Is that the first time you've been to Alaska?
No, I'd been a couple times, but this time I went for like 3 weeks, which was...
For a total vacation?
Did you do a cruise? No, I was working.
You
working
were at the like, entertainment on the ship, right?
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah. But I was up there for a while. I did some amazing hiking. There's like a lot of
like beautiful places.
Beautiful. There's bears. they told me I was supposed to buy this bear spray, and it's like $60. So I bought it, you know.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, like, you're supposed to, it's not like off, like it's not insects. You spray the bear. Like
No, that's totally what I thought. Like a mace, like a stronger mace for a bear.
I thought it was maybe a deterrent.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. No. Insect spray. You spray yourself with the insect spray. Yeah, so I had to figure that out. But
so you didn't spray it yourself.
And then and then I hiked around for like 2 weeks and there weren't any bears. You know, there was no bears. And it was $60, right? So, and then I read on the internet, like, you can't pack it in the luggage to bring it home because it's pepper spray. It's like a weapon. So, $60. With, like, 2 days left, I was like, somebody's getting sprayed. Like, this is, like, I spent a lot of money. I got this old lady at the buffet. She had a lot of bear-like qualities. You know, she was reaching for the honey. It was, anybody could have made that mistake. But, I went on a whale watching trip.
Ooh,
yeah.
Did you see any?
Well, it wasn't one of the main, like, it was a discounted whale watching trip. It was a night whale watching trip, which I know what that sounds like, Kevin. No, the guy told me it was like there's a lot of whales out there, apparently. Like, he said that I had one of the better. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, he said it was, yeah. I mean,
but you didn't see anything?
No, it was pitch black. You can't see it. Yeah, I heard him. I think I heard him. Is this what a whale sounds like? Hey, I'm a whale. Because it sort of sounded like the guy that charged me $350, to be real honest with you.
Shouldn't it have been whale listening?
Yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah.
I get it.
All in all, I think it was worth it.
You spent so much money on the bear spray. You got to cut corners somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
Were you by yourself on all these excursions?
Yeah. Yeah. Mostly.
You were.
I went hiking with a couple of comics.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't fancy you a big hiker.
I'm totally into it. I went hiking.
Is this new for you?
No, I've been into it like. I'm not crazy or whatever, but I mean, I've done some major hikes in Alaska. And then 2 weeks ago, I was in California, out in the Silicon Valley, and there was this, I go on this trails.com to figure out, like, you know, is that a cool hike or whatever. So I go on that one, and it said moderate, and I... No.
That's like, too much?
It was moderate for like a hiker. Mountain goat, maybe. a mountain goat would have been like, yeah, I've been on some tougher hikes, but I've also been on some lesser hikes.
You need the lesser.
And I swear, I think I got a cold from that hike because I exerted. And everybody's like, you can't, that's not how you get cold. I'm like, well, I walked up the thing for 2 hours. It was straight up. It was, and I came down, and an hour later, I had a cold. Okay? and I was out for a week and a half. Okay,
yeah, you need to look for the hike that has the hike for the guy with a bad knee.
Yeah. It was, but the thing is, it was straight up. I mean, it was straight up. It was really hard.
And going up is one thing. I feel like coming down the mountain is harder than going up.
Well,
hiking up the mountain.
You're an idiot.
It's
like more uncomfortable.
Lots of hamstring strength.
I made the problem. We hiked in Arizona and we went up this one mountain, Camelback Mountain.
Yeah.
By the time you get up, it's like, oh man.
And your legs are jelly.
Yeah, I just want someone
coming
to drive me home.
Coming down is more awkward. It's like uncomfortable. But cardiovascularly, you're not,
not at all.
But going up that this thing in... It was not moderate. There's no way anybody would say that was moderate. It was insane. You know, I've been I complain a lot.
That's what we love about you.
I mean, you know, here's the thing that I am I think I've told you. I don't know if I've told Courtney. I'm a bad driver.
Tim's told us.
Tim
has told us often that.
Yeah, I hit stuff like I just do, and I pay a lot for insurance.
And you got a really nice car too,
same as yours.
But yours is newer than mine.
A little newer, you know.
Mine used to be nice.
No, and it's got a dent in the back of it right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, parking garage or something.
in the back of it.
Yeah, and I pay a lot for insurance, which is fine. But I think the insurance companies lately, they just bother me. Like they said, they're sending you an insurance card. It's not a I want a card.
You spend enough money, you want something.
$2,000
laminated.
Yeah. You could get a laminator. The library laminates their card, and I don't think they made $2,000 in the whole system last year.
I'm with you.
I want a card. Like when I was a kid, I got a Pepsi Generation card for nothing. I want a card, and then they'll send you like a piece of paper. And it has like a dotted line on it with a picture of a scissors.
Right.
You cut it. I'm not cutting it. You cut it.
And they can't even perforate it for you.
You rip it up.
Yeah, no.
For $2,000, you can hire some cutters over there. And if I do cut it, I'm not a good cutter. I'm just going to cut whatever, the shape. The cop's going to be like, can I see your insurance? Swan? Is that a swan? Is that what that is? It's like, and the thing is, they're greedy because they used to send you a card.
Yes,
now it was a flimsy plastic card.
It was flimsy,
but it was a card. It was a card.
No.
Then they sent you.
I don't think I've ever had a plastic.
Oh, I had a card.
It's always been paper.
It was flimsy. It was like the health insurance card. It was like that flimsy. But then they send you some paper with the scissor picture. Then they're like, you know what? We're just gonna email it to you. Use your own paper.
Yes!
Right? Use your own paper and your own ink. Pretty soon, they're just going to send you a note that says, type something up. We don't care. write the word insurance on the back of a Bounty napkin with a crayon. We don't care anymore. So you're with me on that?
I'm with
you. Yeah.
It aggravates me every time.
I want a card.
Now I have to email. I mean, they send it to you now and you have to print it all out yourself.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Mine, they still send it to me and it's perforated, but the perforation is really crummy.
Wow,
and
you got a fancy insurance company.
I ripped the card in half trying to get it out of and there's tears on the back of it. You know how half
are
the
you
paper
sure
comes apart?
You got a perforated thing?
Yeah.
And is it cardboard?
No.
It's paper.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your insurance? I'm going to ask you.
Greg's going to change insurance companies.
And my brother's my insurance agent.
Oh, no.
Forget him. I don't care. I want it.
Mornings with Courtney and Company on Y98 is brought to you by Midwest Clearance Center, the furniture and mattress store your friends told you about.
Eat, drink, love with Y98's Fighting.
will be at Enterprise Center to see the Chainsmokers tonight. Also, he will be at the sound check this afternoon and get to meet the band. All these experiences that you just can't buy, brought to you by the Courtney and Company Morning Show.
This is my favorite wrap it up of the week. It's the wrap it up for a Friday.
It is.
And then we out of here.
Nice.
All right, a couple things I didn't get to today. A large percentage of us, 37% of us, would give up all our vacation time to not get sick this year.
Nope.
It depends what kind of sickness we're talking about.
I know, yeah. Right? If you're talking major sickness, yeah, you'd give up a million different things.
Just a cold, though.
But if I think it is, too. Yeah. I think it's a cold, it's flu, it's one of those things.
It's cold. I don't know.
Really?
Really? Because you're in the throes of it right now.
I'm not really. I'm finally just like, I feel better. But it took a while.
They said they'd use all of it to not be sick.
Wow.
I think so.
You do?
Wow. I mean, if I could get rid of the cancer, I would totally.
I know. I get that.
I forgot about that. I'm like, oh, what are we talking about here? Like,
social media, 36% would give it up for an entire year to not get sick. I would gladly. Yeah. If I did not have to do it for work, I would give it up.
I should give it up.
Why?
I don't know. It's just a dark hole. I think it's a dark hole.
Yeah, I agree with that. Your favorite food. 33% would give it up.
I don't know. Sometimes your favorite food is your comfort food when you're sick.
But haven't you given up most of your favorite food?
Yep.
But you got new favorite food.
Not as much as the old favorite food. Nothing will compare to a nice croissant.
I introduced everyone to the Nathaniel Reed Bakery croissant the day I had to give up gluten.
Oh.
I had one. And now they come into the studio all the
time. It's one of the best things I've ever had in my life.
You can get it gluten-free.
No, you can't get it gluten-free.
Sleeping in on weekends. 31% would give up sleeping in on weekends.
What?
To not get sick. And your favorite TV show to not get sick. 31%.
Again, it depends. Like, is it a cold? No. I think it's a cold.
It doesn't say like what kind of sickness they're talking. That's the problem with this survey. Let's be more specific.
I love when we argue about hypothetical situations that are never happening.
Now, this one I love because of number one and who conducted the survey. All right?
Okay.
Just have that in your brain.
Yeah. It's rigged.
Oh, yes. These are, according to 2,000 Americans, which is not that much. Do a little bigger poll. The most embarrassing social situations we encounter. And it's brought to you by a company. And what time of year is it?
Okay.
All right.
I can't think of the number one right now. There are things popping in my head.
I'll tell you who it's brought to you by. It's brought to you by Robitussin.
Oh, God.
And the embarrassing thing is coughing in a quiet place.
Oh,
number one in the place.
Not having your fly down or like smiling and talking to people all day and not realizing that you had something stuck in your teeth and no one told you about it.
None of those. No.
What about passing gas in the office?
Is that the only reason you brought this up?
It's number four. Passing gas in public. Jen may have tooted in the office and when no one was in there, and then Kevin walked in.
But she admitted it, and she admitted it by saying, I may have farted.
And now I'm leaving. That's what I said. Well, yeah, I am. I do when no one's around.
Right. There's nobody around, then Kevin has to come sidling up. Number two, saying something stupid in front of your boss. I don't.
What? Come on, Robitussin.
Forgetting someone's name.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's not embarrassing. It's just, it's anxiety.
Right.
Yeah, I get nervous. Yeah. Especially then when other people show up and you have to introduce that person.
Yeah, but usually you can sort of fix that. I mean, you know.
I know.
My friend Ted Ruger and I went back to visit.
You're a real name dropper today.
I am. Yeah. We all went back. We went back to see our coach, Coach Washington, one time after high school, you know. He's a really good guy, and we walk in. He's like, "Hey, it's Greg and my man."
Is brought to you by Schnucks. The Blues are back. Get all your game day essentials at Schnucks. Let's go Blues! Y98's getting into the holiday spirit.
Ho, ho, ho.
The Y98 Deck the Hall Ball, starring Rob Thomas.
I don't wanna be...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.